Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully you can hear me, folks. Hopefully this is working. Had some problems in the last episode, episode 7, tribute to Peter Steele, famously. Recognized with Typo Negative, the lead singer, bassist, extraordinaire, genius, lyricist, and crazy man all at once. And gonna play some more of that music only because we ran into some real issues considering episode 7. We had tracks not loading properly. We had microphones cutting in and out through the phone system. Guest call number is still the same. Still, Miss Katie over there at Blog Talk Radio has not emailed me back, which does not surprise me. I'm going to have to call her again on her Pacific time. I guess it's 12 o'clock over there right now. So after this, I'll give her a call and try and get this guest call-in number just better, folks, because it is a disgrace to numerology. It is a disgrace to the Rock Blues and News Show, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. And it's a disgrace to me. 347-215-6357. No cadence. No rhythmic quality at all. Bland. Mundane. Whatever SAT word you want to throw in there that is similar to those. We're going to take a look now at... now, I'm not going to bore... If you want to get a little bit more history on Peter Steele, I went into some detail onto his life before his unfortunate death in April of 2010. Basically, Peter is from Brooklyn, New York, originally, and Typo Negative was formed in Brooklyn, New York. And he's one of my favorite metalheads, only because the reason why I like him so much is really because that his music transcends the actual metal continuum. It transcends the metal sphere of what we see as hard metal, heavy metal. And what he does is he's able to blend melodic qualities with harsh tones, but the fact that it's so melodic, I mean, he can scream his head off. In Typo Negative, they can really thrash it. But it's very similar to a Metallica type of mentality where there's vocals. We're not screaming our heads off here. We're not blowing our vocal cords to bits. We're not spewing out chunks of vocal cord onto the Shure 57, Shure 58 microphone. That's why I have respect for Peter Steele. Incredible bass singer. He has baritone range. He even has tenor range. And I'm not too technical when it comes to this, vocalist, ideology, for lack of a better term. I'm not too technical. I've taken a lot of voice lessons myself. I understand the mechanics of the vocal cords, how you blow out your voice, breathing, because really breathing is half of singing. It might even be more than half of singing. It might be three quarters of singing is breathing. That kind of unlocks the door to the kingdom. Those are the keys to the kingdom, is your breathing, cardio, all this stuff. When you look at some of the great singers of all time, the big powerhouses that we know of, I'm really going on a tangent here, but whatever. We have Aretha Franklin, for example, powerhouse vocals for women. I think it's the size of the lungs. If they have that kind of mass to their structure, to their frame. I'm not saying these women are fat at all, because they aren't. They're just built. They have that structure to them, the bone structure, the rib cage. They have massive ribs. And it's kind of the same thing with male singers as well, but especially guys who do cardio. I think I know for a fact that when I was swimming this summer because of tendonitis issues, gym with my elbows, which I'm still dealing with now, and I have to go get that checked out Thursday. It's always something, it creeps up on you. But nonetheless, cardio definitely enables you to breathe better, obviously. And that really contributes to great vocal tones, great vocal quality, better pronunciation, better sustain. So you can sustain your notes a lot longer. Your breath doesn't get stale. It really is incredible, the difference when you are in shape. And I really believe that as far as size goes, Pete was 6'7", 6'8". There's some sources that say that he was 6'6". Nonetheless, 6'6", big boy, huge, and just with that massive deep vocal that everybody wishes they had, So with that being said, kind of coming back to home base here. We went around the bases and then some. We went up into the stands and bought some popcorn while we were up there, and then talked to the management up at the top of the stadium. We're back down at home base. Basically, have a lot of respect for this dude. As far as he cleaned up his act, he was he was involved in substance abuse for many years, but a lot of the pain and depression that he dealt with, and anxiety as well. Actually, Peter was a very shy person. Very, very shy person. And you can find this on interviews of him and the band on YouTube. And did not like to play live. One quote states that he actually wishes that they could fly in all the fans to Brooklyn and play in Brooklyn, because he just hated playing in front of an audience unless he was, you know, hammered. And the liquor courage would kick in. So not to talk too much about detail here. You guys can find more about that on your own. 347-215-6357. You're listening to Rock Blues, a new show. Jason D'Amico here, home of classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Hopefully you all can hear me. Very clear. The clearest I think that you've ever been able to hear me, if this goes well, if everything works according to plan, if everything is still the same as it was two nights ago when I tested this. I did a little 15-minute test run. And we will see in about an hour when I go back and check out this episode in the archive and listen to the quality. All right, so we're gonna move on here. I've yapped enough about Peter. We're going to get a chance to listen to his music. Once again, big fan of Type O Negative. Yeah, very, very... words cannot describe the amount of energy that this band has. It's very... It's a mixture of dark energy. It's a mixture of positive energy. They just were extremely talented human beings and in touch with themselves intuitively. And they did whatever the hell they wanted to do. And I really got to take my hat off to that. So we're going to listen to a song here by Type O Negative. It's called Green Man. And Pete wrote this about himself. I think it's a pretty cool song. Oh, by the way, I will say that he did work for the sanitation department in New York City. And I know I said that in episode 7, but if you guys haven't had a chance to listen to that in the archive, this is I'm just letting you know now. Green Man, Type O Negative. It stops abruptly, because it that album just rolls into track by track by track, kind of like Blood Sugar Sex Magik from the Chili Peppers or Abbey Road from the Beatles. Speaking of the Beatles, we are talking about Typo Negative here. Peter was in the whole band. Typo Negative was heavily influenced by the Beatles, which is very, very, I want to say cool because it's cool, but I want to use a better adjective than that. Maybe unique. I'm not sure. But what it does is it gives you a very unique quality to your metal. Once again, we are adding ingredients of melodic qualities, throwing in piano, throwing in melodies. I said a lot of qualities, but melodies is a little bit different. They actually, they have hooks in the metal. They have hooks in the metal, and it's like Metallica. They're a very melodic band. I might even play some Metallica. I would, but the problem is I already played the only song that I've uploaded on here, unfortunately. So I don't think that's going to happen. 347-215-6357, guest calling number. Hate it. Want to get it changed. I got to call Katie back up again after I'm done with this episode. After we're off the air. And see what the deal is. See what's happening with this situation. Also want to give a shout out to Mr. We're talking about another Pete here. Mr. Pete, SWRNC, down in Louisville, Texas. Check him out. SWRNC on YouTube. He's got a couple of YouTube channels. If you're looking for some body shop repair and you're in the Southwest, Google Southwest Rod and Customs. That's what SWRNC stands for. And Pete is the man. I ran the minivan into the garage, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, could have been a year ago, I don't even remember at this point, but it happened. Let me first say that our garage is kind of an impossible maneuver to drive into. And it's a two-door garage separate because the homeowners has their policy. And then as soon as our house is built and we're moved in, half of the houses in the neighborhood are using single units, a double single unit. I'm not sure what the correct terminology is, but a two-car garage. There you go, two-car garage, but they're not, it's one door. So and that was a big problem. So when they built the house, my family is in construction, my mom's side of the family, and my uncle obviously was the contractor. So we had to abide by the rules. So you have that brick pillar in the middle of the doors. It separates the two individual doors. Now, I have been a champ at driving successfully into the garage, not into any materials of the garage, just nice and clean. There you go. Cars in the garage, vans in the garage, whatever vehicle you're driving is in the garage, done, doors closed, you're good. I was coming back from the gym, and I had a really good arm workout, and my arms were flabby and just exhausted. And the mile and a half ride home, which is about a minute and something seconds, however long it is, was tiring. And you have to – the drive is a 90-degree angle, and there's a cliff on the right side. And you can't go – you got to cut it just enough to get a minivan in that individual bay. Because we're talking about a 16-foot vehicle here. And, you know, just wanted to get inside, wanted to get something to eat, whatever the deal was, just was coming back. And I should have backed up, and I didn't. And really, really thought I had it. Done it hundreds of times. And that time just missed it by however many inches, an inch or two. And we heard a noise kind of like something close to that extent. It was probably 100 times more dramatic than that. It was just a scrape, you know, all across, you know. And as soon as I knew I wasn't going to make it. I just knew I wasn't going to make it. And I didn't care because it was just, you know, you do this thing day in and day out, and it's just like one of those things where it just gets to a point where you just don't care. So I hit the thing. Obviously, it's not my cards. My parents' van, minivan. And, you know, had to deal with that. And, yeah. I did not immediately, when my dad came down, I said, look, here's what happened. And I told him, look, I really thought I had it. I knew I didn't have it. But, and I told him that the day after. I was like, I know that it wasn't going to work, but I just did it anyway. Because my arms are tired and whatever, making excuses. So, anyway, this is a really, 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 really long-winded story about Pete at SWRNC. Basically, we went on YouTube, was trying to find just kind of like some go-to information, you know, do-it-yourself at home type of video on YouTube. I finally found a video that I liked, and it was actually Pete's videos, and I never knew Pete existed until this point. And, you know, I was like, man, this guy's hilarious. He's got a funny wit about him. Just funny guy, nice guy, and really, really seemed like he had a lot of knowledge about the business, which he did, because he's been in business for 25, 30 years down there, probably more than that. Nonetheless, check him out, SWRNC. That's the little bit there. And the reason why I'm making a shout out about this is because he actually was so kind enough to put a little video together on YouTube about Blood, Sweat, and Blues, my album. That came out this past September. And what I ended up doing, well, I was trying to hit him up on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, and I messaged his wife and got a response. But, you know, people are busy. And at that time, I was a stranger, so it is what it is. But I said, the hell with it. I'm just going to put a CD in the mail, sign it, write a little note for him, you know, stand out of the crowd. And lo and behold, he gave me a call, left a voicemail on my machine, and I called him back, and we were on the phone for at least an hour and a half, talking about music and the entertainment business in general, cars. So he helped me. Well, the story with the van is, it's still not fixed correctly because we got the Bondo. First of all, I spent hours on this. I told my dad, I said, listen, I will right the wrong. I am a man of my word. I will right the wrong. So I went out and bought all the materials. I did the research, folks. I did the research. I wrote all the notes down. I had a 12-step process, everything. And some idiot at AutoZone gave me the wrong primer, you know, and I knew something was up because when I first put the primer on, because you got to put the Bondo, you have scrapes, you got to buff it out, you got to sand it out, then you got to put the Bondo on, and you got to tape it when you're ready to prime and everything. And I'm putting this primer on, and it's like, you know, red clay texture, it's red. And I'm thinking, this is red primer. Shouldn't there be clear primer, white primer for white paint? And, you know, the guy knew it was a white car, bought the white paint for it. And three coats later, it did the job. But once we put the paint on, it turned pink. So we have a pink hexagon shape on the front of our white 2004-2005 Honda Odyssey minivan. Rice burner. 347-215-6357 guest call-in number. Just passing the time here. School is starting up for folks. I know it's starting up for me as I look at my online schedule here. I take classes online. Business degree, to be exact. Business Administration, William Peace University. Fun times. We're going to go ahead and move on here with a story that I have. And this Bluetooth is itching my ear, and I can't do anything about it. Sorry if I'm making noise. Dude in, where is this? Once again, Huffington Post. I don't know how they find this stuff. Lutz, Florida. Or Lutz, Florida. Never heard of it. Jeremiah Patterson found naked at CVS, curled up on doggy beds in bathroom. Police in Florida have accused Patterson of stripping naked before going to sleep on three doggy beds he found in his local CVS drugstore. Patterson, 22, allegedly entered a CVS store around 8 p.m., went to the men's room, and dropped his drawers. Once Patterson was in the buff, witnesses said he walked out to the bathroom and straight to the pet section. Then he allegedly grabbed three doggy beds, took them back to the men's room, and laid on top of them, according to TampaBay.com. Patterson, who the police report notes is homeless, is now facing charges for lewd exhibition. He's also charged with retail petty theft since the store can no longer sell the doggy beds, according to Bradenton Herald. He remains locked up on an over $10,000 bond, according to The Smoking Gun. Strange things. Ha ha, man. Well, you got to do what you got to do. That's something that you would see in New York. I don't think you'd see that in Florida, but then again, I want to play The Doors now, but I don't have the album up. That's one problem with this console. It's just so limiting at times. 347-215-6357 is the guest call number. We're going to try and get that changed. Moving on here. More of Typo Negative, and I'm really dedicating this episode to Pete Steele because of his birthday on January 4th. We're going to play a little bit of, and since I was talking about his influence from the Beatles, we're going to play a really cool cut off of World Coming Down. I played this in the last episode. We played Everything Dies, which is obviously a very depressing title, but it's true. Everything does die. So anyway, we're gonna go to Day Tripper here. It's a cover that they did. Typo Negative, cover of the Beatles, Day Tripper, off of World Coming Down. If you're interested in Typo Negative, we're in the 21st century. Google it. Who's the smartest man in the room? Google. Day Tripper, Typo Negative.
Day Tripper! From Day Tripper! Day Tripper! We
out now. She was a day tripper. One way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, and I found out.
Once again, another abrupt ending. Just because that's the way their albums typically flow. It's, you know, from point A to point B, there's really no stops at all. It's kind of like a Pink Floyd thing. Once again, Abbey Road type of thing. Really, really love that track and that interpretation of the Beatles. And the last part is just always killer for me, because just when you think it can get heavier, they take it all the way down. And that last passage in itself is at least a minute long. It's very interesting to me. But this is the type of, if you enjoy this, there's a lot more of it in the Type O Negative catalog. iTunes, Amazon, whatever your favorite carrier or distributor is, they can be found there. Coming up, we'll probably play another one of his just to end it. Because once again, we ran into a hellacious occurrence, phenomenon, which really is happens quite often here, Rock Blues News Show. It shouldn't happen anymore because I'm using a different circuitry, routing the a different way here, using Bluetooth instead of the phone line. Nothing really fancy here, just using a different method, kind of a Plan B method. And it's working better than the original method, which is good. 347-215-6357, guest call-in number, which I hate, loathe with a passion. Yeah. 17 minutes left here. Rock Blues News Show, classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. My favorite album, personally, by Type O Negative would be probably October Rust, which is going to be this last cut coming up here. And Green Man is off of that as well. It's the combination of metal and almost like lullaby-like melodies. It's a complete contradiction. And that's what really, in my opinion, to my ears, makes this band worthwhile to check out. I actually stumbled upon them in New Jersey when I was about 13. I was with my uncle, and we were in his car driving somewhere. It's just funny to me because he's just a character. We're driving in the car, and he's got this cranked. He's got the Bloody Kisses album cranked, and he got it from his friend. And I never knew that he was into this heavy metal music, you know. And Bloody Kisses is a pretty hard album. It's not as hard as World Coming Down per se, or Life Is Killing Me, which is another album title. But nonetheless, maybe that's why I like October Rust, is because it's more of a little bit more lusher quality. But nonetheless, I heard this, and it was they actually did it wasn't the Cinnamon Girl, because they do Cinnamon Girl, but they also do Summer Breeze, which is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I have to Google that. If I get that wrong, somebody's going to stone me. Googling right now. Isley Brothers. Seals and Crofts. I knew this. You know, some of these bands, you just get some of these artists, they're very relative. They all kind of like, you know, when I think of that stuff, it's like Seals and Crofts, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. America, Air Supply. I don't know about Air Supply. Kind of James Taylor, kind of that like acoustic rock pop thing. Simon and Garfunkel, but they're like in a class all their own. Those guys are incredible. You guys are listening to the Rock Blues and News Show, Classic Rock, Classic Blues, and Outrageous News. It's great to have you here with me today, or tonight, or afternoon, or mid-morning, or 4 a.m, or midnight, whenever you're listening to this, wherever you are listening to this, or possibly in the future. From an archive. It's a typo negative day. Peter Steele day. I think we pretty much covered what we need to, what I wanted to cover. Here's what we're going to do. You know what? We're going to go to the first track off of October Rust. And I just love this track. I love this track. This album got me through my... I had a heavy workload in college in 2013. The fall, actually October of 2013, I just got into October Rust, and you know, I listened to this album I think nonstop for 2 months when I was doing my business. What was it, my leadership course and whatever other course I was in. It might have been, I don't know what it was, public speaking or whatever, but, you know, it's whatever the courses were, the online. And here I am reading my, you know, 600-700-page textbook in 7 weeks, reading 100-150 pages a week and having all, you know, drowning in homework. And, this got me through it. I really the melodies, because they're not intrusive melodies. They're very, like I said, lush tones. They're very they're not in the background of the canvas, but they're just they fit so perfectly with the lyrics. And it's not distracting. It's a great soup. It's a great blend of sound. Love You to Death. First track of October Rust here. Typo negative.
Please sing, sing.
That song just takes you places, and the band just can take you places, and that's one of the things that really separates them from a lot of other metal artists. Their music just takes you places, and that's really what it's all about. I think even past the emotional scheme of things, it's very powerful music, and I love it a lot. We're pretty much wrapped up for today. Just celebrating Typo Negative, Peter Steele's birthday. That song will just take you place. I can't even. It really, really, it captures you. It captures me at least. But check them out, iTunes, Amazon, whatever medium you desire. We're going to sign off here. Trying to figure out what track we'll sign off with. We played all the Typo Negative songs that I wanted to play. So that mission accomplished. I don't have any sound effects, but that was just me trying to act like a trumpet. Jason D'Amico here, Rock Blues, a new show, classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. I want to give you guys something to go out with. Oh, perfect. A little bit of Morrison. Here we go. See you guys next time.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She walked in.